Here we are, the last lesson of the best of 50 Days of Prosperity, Volume 1. This is Believers Academy, and I'm George Pearson, Senior Pastor of Eagle Mountain International Church. And I'm so glad you've been with us as we've studied God's plan for your prosperity. Now, this is Lesson 10, and the subject is, Sow Your Way Out of Financial Pressure. Listen, no matter what kind of financial pressure you're under, you can sow your way to victory. Don't ever underestimate the power of your seed. As someone recently told me, every seed is attached to a harvest. Now, my notes for this entire series are located right below this video, and other documents are there to help you. The things we've learned will make us free. And you can pause this presentation to look up scripture, you can make notes, you can even rewind it and go back and look at it over and over again. Now, use your faith as Glory and I show you how to sow your way out of financial pressure. Today, we are talking about sowing your way out of financial pressure.
How to sow your way. We could say, so what?
So what?
What shall I sow?
What shall I sow?
Hallelujah.
Let's look at Ecclesiastes chapter 11. Ecclesiastes chapter 11, I'm going to read it from the King James translation, and then Gloria will read it from the Amplified translation. And it says, he that observes the wind shall not sow, and he that regards the clouds shall not reap. Sister Gloria,
all right.
What does it say in the Amplified Translation?
It says, he who observes the wind and waits for all conditions to be favorable will not sow, and he who regards the clouds will not reap. So if you wait until you got plenty of money,
to sow,
that you don't see anything you can do with this money,
yep,
you're going to miss the season.
You know, when money gets...
We sow when we're told.
When the pressure is on, there is a temptation that is just waiting at the door to either stop giving or cut down on our giving or not to tithe, and that's not the thing to do.
No, that's the last thing to go. You tithe on your last crumb of bread.
That's right, exactly.
Absolutely.
And that phrase, I'm not sure exactly where that came from. I think that I may have heard it or it came up out of my spirit. But the best way to get back to where we need to be financially is to sow our way out of it.
Yeah.
And I've watched that here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries all the time, all the years I've been here, 35 years. You guys have been doing this for 44.
So when we were, what was our biggest bill that we were behind in television?
That was $6
million. $6 million.
$6 million behind.
And what did we do?
We sowed our way through.
And what did God do?
God provided all of the... Did I get that right?
Amen.
Oh, good.
Hallelujah.
I passed the test.
You got all the answers.
I got all the answers right. Well,
praise God.
I was the executive director during those days. And those were some pressure-filled days.
Yes, they were.
But you know something?
So we were behind.
But we never stopped tithing. The ministry never stopped giving.
No.
We never quit. We never stopped, and we didn't allow that pressure to stop us from doing that. But that's what happens to a lot of people. They get under pressure financially, and the temptation is there to hold back on their giving.
And we stood on our giving.
Yeah.
I mean, if we'd have stopped, we wouldn't have had anything to stand on. But we stood on our seed that we'd sown, and we stood on the seed we were sowing, and we believe God for the harvest.
I like this, Gloria. And all of these notes that we're talking about on the broadcast, they're all available to you online, kcm.org. You can get all of them, not just the 10 we're doing this week, all 40 are available
to you. Thank
you,
George. That's very generous to give us all
that. We've got to get this word out, especially during these times. Especially.
Amen. I'm going to preach your sermons.
But this, you go right ahead. This, what we're talking about today, I was reading from the Faith to Faith book. And Gloria, that book
is
anointed.
It's supernatural,
isn't it? It really is. It really is. And you'll enjoy this. You know, Terry and I, we went to Israel, then we went to France to preach, and then We went to Italy to visit my relatives.
Yes, George is Italian.
My mother was born in Italy. My grandparents came from there. They immigrated in 1921. Anyway, I got an email just this morning from one of the people who was with us on that trip, our interpreter. And she said she was emailing one of our family members. We gave the Faith to Faith books to them in Italian.
Praise God!
And our family member is reading it every day.
Praise!
Isn't that wonderful?
Oh, it is, George.
Oh, that just blessed
me.
So that book, it's available to you online. You can order it from us. It's a magnificent.
Is it in French and Italian?
It's in French. It's in Italian, and I don't know how many other languages. But
I don't know if it's in Russian or not.
I was so thrilled that we have that in Italian.
Isn't that super?
But I was reading. I was reading September 6th, the September 6th page of the Faith to Faith book. And listen to the title. It says, Under Pressure, Plant.
Praise God.
And this was written by Kenneth. It says, if you feel like you're under pressure these days, you're not alone. Satan is putting more pressure on more people right now than ever before. He's pressuring us mentally, financially, emotionally, and in every other way he can. The pressure has gotten so great everywhere that governments don't know what to do. Gloria, just in the last few days, there are governments going bankrupt.
Don't know what to do.
Major nations going bankrupt. The pressure has gotten so great everywhere that governments don't know what to do. Businesses don't know what to do. Families don't know. Churches don't know. But praise God, Jesus does. He says we can give our way right out from under any pressure the devil brings to bear.
Praise the Lord.
Giving is always Jesus' way out. Wherever there's a need, he plants seed.
Now, what day is that in the Faith?
That's September 6th of the Faith to Faith book.
Hallelujah.
And I'll tell you something that I've done, Gloria. I went through the Faith to Faith book and I made copies of every page that has to do with prosperity. And I have that in a separate little notebook. And I just read through
there's
those prosperity pages. And there's a good stack
of
them.
George.
I'll get you one.
All right.
Just for you. And so if you're under pressure, we plant.
That's super.
What we do, Gloria, is it seems like the logical thing to do to stop giving when the pressure is on. But we cannot do that.
It is natural. That's the natural thinking. Your natural
That's
thinking.
The natural thinking. You cut off the flow of God's financial blessings when you need it the most. And the right way to defeat an attack of lack is to sow your way out.
Sow your way out.
Now,
so what?
So what?
Sow your way
sow
out.
Sow your way out. And so in one of the other Faith to Faiths that I was reading.
What do they say on Fox News? If you don't have it and somebody says, demand it.
Demand
it. If you don't have
yesterday.
It, sow it.
I heard that yesterday.
I couldn't remember yesterday where I'd heard it, but there it was.
Again, when it comes to the pressure,
what?
The financial pressure, and this came from one of the Faith to Faith devotionals I was reading, and this wasn't the $6 million deficit. This was more like $1 million. It
Just
was before that. And KCM was behind $1 million, and the Lord had provided for you and Kenneth since you begun this in 1967. But as Kenneth relates, he said this was a particularly tough one because he prayed and it just didn't seem to be moving that $1 million mountain. There was something there that needed to happen. So, and I remember this, Kenneth went up to Arkansas. Of course, the place that you have up in Arkansas where you do the broadcast, the people see the broadcast. Well, he went up there by himself to spend some time with the Lord. And he, in his prayer time, said to the Lord, Lord, I need $1 million. And the Lord said to him, no, you don't. And from what Kenneth said, it startled him when the Lord said this. He says, you don't understand. I need $1 million. And the Lord said, no, you don't. And I'll interject this here, something that Jerry Savelle said, when you talk to the Lord about your need, he will talk to you about sowing seed.
That's the truth. Yeah.
So Brother Copeland brought that $1 million deficit before the Lord, and the Lord began to minister to him. And let's turn to Proverbs chapter 11, and we'll find out what the Lord said to him about that $1 million deficit. As you're turning there, Gloria, I'm reminded of something that Oral Roberts preached to us when he came to our church. He came here in 1999, and it was right after he was in the hospital. He'd experienced a heart attack. He was laying in the bed, and he was in and out of consciousness. And he came out of that unconscious state. Evelyn was standing there, and he looked at her, and he said, "Evelyn, sow the biggest seed you can sow."
Praise God.
And then he went back into unconsciousness. Now, that was 1999, and the Lord sustained his life, brought him into even greater ministry. He wrote I don't know how many more books. But Gloria, think about that. Here's a man in a situation where his body is under attack. He's in the hospital bed. He's connected with all kinds of wires and tubes. And he comes out of that state of unconsciousness, looks at his wife and says, "Evelyn, sow the biggest seed you can sow."
Sowing was in his spirit.
It was in his spirit, and then went back. But he came out of that completely well and delivered. And, you know, just within the last year or so, went on to glory singing. Something good is going to happen to you. He was singing in the hospital.
Glory to God.
But you're right, that was in his spirit. And the principle of seed faith was in him.
Yeah. And that's where Ken learned seed faith.
That's where he was in this. Mm-hmm. And so, in Proverbs chapter 11, look at verse 24. It says, "There is he that scattereth and yet increases, and there is he that withholdeth more than is meat, but it tends to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that waters shall be watered himself."
Praise God.
Tell us what the Amplified Bible that says.
Amplified says, "There are those who generously scatter abroad."
Okay.
That would be Brother Copeland.
That would be, yes, it would be
And
him.
"Yet increase more."
Right.
"There are those who withhold more than is fitting or what is justly due, but it results only in want."
Yeah.
So when you withhold, wants the answer. "The liberal person shall be enriched, and he who waters shall himself be watered."
The New Living Translation of that scripture says, "Give freely and become more wealthy. Be stingy and lose everything."
Wow, isn't that awesome?
So the Lord told Brother Copeland when he was in Arkansas that time about the $1 million deficit, the Lord said to Kenneth that the red ink on the books was not the only thing wrong. There was a bigger problem behind it. And so Brother Copeland began to pray, and the Lord showed him that he needed to start giving 10% of the ministry's income to minister to those that cannot get the word for themselves. And so that's where that was the beginning of the 10% that we give from this ministry to ministries and people all over the world. It came out of a time of deficit.
That's true.
And what the Lord told Brother Copeland was, in essence, the only way that you're going to get out of this $1 million deficit is to sow your way out.
Sow your way out. Hallelujah.
So how do you, the question is, how do you solve a deficit? You solve it by giving. You solve it by sowing.
That's what we've been taught. And that's what
you
we do.
You sow your way out of that situation. You, as KCM, and I wrote this down here, as KCM began to sow the 10%, the $1 million deficit began to disappear.
That has to be supernatural.
That is supernatural, Gloria.
That is
absolutely supernatural. And that's what the Lord ministered to me about this, to minister to us, is that you may be in a position today where it looks impossible, where your finances look impossible. You may have people calling you, the bill collectors calling you. That's a terrible thing.
Oh, I remember. Threateneth.
Threateneth. Did you have them call you? Did you ever have somebody?
I'm not sure our phone was working, but we got letters. I don't remember if we had our phone going, but.
Well, it's serious.
We got letters.
When
to sue.
The pressure of that, the intense pressure of that.
It
but
is
the
serious.
Way that we get out, we can sow our way out. We can sow our way out of any financial situation that we're in. And that's what happened with that $1 million deficit, Brother Copeland went up to Arkansas to ask God about the need, and the Lord spoke to him about sowing your way out.
Yeah.
I'm not sure exactly when that was. I think that was sometime in the mid-80s that he did that. And the ministry has been faithful.
Well, you were to in charge of everything in business, weren't you?
No, that was right before. I think Doug was still the executive director. But I remember when Brother Copeland came back and made the announcement that we are giving 10% of everything that has come into this ministry. And the last time when I talked to the accounting department, we were somewhere around the vicinity of sowing about $40 million.
So that's our seed. That was our seed.
That's your seed.
God, that stirs my faith and expectations.
Now, Gloria, this is interesting. I just thought about this. The other day on the broadcast, we were talking about how much money the ministry saved in not having to pay interest.
Yes, that's right.
Had we borrowed, and the accounting department gave us the figures from 1979 on, and the figures were anywhere between 30 and 40 million.
Hmm.
On the contrary, we have sowed 40 million.
Well, isn't that something? So God got it.
God
got the interest.
That's right.
And that prospered us.
And God got the interest. God got the...
That's good, isn't it,
George? I'm getting
this
right now as I'm sitting here. This is a revelation that...
God got the interest.
Instead of paying...
And what did we get? The blessing.
We got the hundredfold return.
We got the blessing.
We got the... I have seen you and Kenneth sow your way out of many situations. Terry and I have done the same thing. We've sowed our way out of situations.
We've sown our way out, and we've sown our way in.
You've sown, that's
we've
a good way to put it.
We've sown our way in to things that we needed.
Yeah.
We've sown our way into airplanes. We've sown our way into property. We've sown our way into everything. So that's good, isn't it?
The
critics, we've sown our way out, and we've sown
Your way in.
Hallelujah.
I got to think about that for a minute, because that's really
we've
good.
We've sown our way out of the curse.
You've sown your way out of the curse, and you've sown your way into the blessing.
Woo! That works.
That's it. That's it. That's good.
Yeah.
I get it.
I like that.
I get it. So that's how you do it. You sow your way out of the curse, and it doesn't matter how much you have. It's what you sow. It's the heart with which you sow it, the faith that is behind. I see you writing it. You're getting ahead of me there.
I'm not going to miss that.
The faith that you sow it with, and then you believe God for the deliverance of that. That's what that widow woman did when we were talking yesterday. She sowed that cake. She sowed her way out of the curse and sowed her way into the blessing.
I like it. I like it.
And that's what we've done over and over and over
for
again.
For years. How many years have we been in ministry? Nearly
44 years.
Almost 50 years. And we were sowing a little bit before. Well, that's about... Well, we really started sowing a little before we went in the ministry.
That's right. And you have stood on Proverbs. We've all stood on Proverbs 11:24. There is he that scatters, but yet increases. Uh-huh. When it looked like, for all of
that's
us,
so
when it
good.
Looked like the ministry, when it looked like for Terry and myself, or for Kenneth and Gloria, when it looked like it wasn't the right thing to give.
Well, it's not sensible.
Yeah, it's not logical.
It doesn't make sense.
It's not logical.
Natural sense, but it makes spiritual sense.
And he that observes the wind, that Ecclesiastes scripture we just read, he that observes the wind shall not sow. If you are looking at the condition that you're in, there'll be the temptation there not to sow your seed. And it says, he that regards the clouds will not reap. But
that's pretty plain, isn't it?
If you turn that scripture around, look at this. If you turn it around, he that does not observe the conditions will sow. He that does not regard the clouds shall reap. So in the same way that Isaac sowed, during famine.
Isaac sowed in famine and reaped a hundredfold.
He reaped a hundredfold return. If you look at the conditions of that time, that would not have been a good time to sow. And it proves it out because I think we've seen over the last couple of years, statistics have shown that with many charitable organizations, giving has gone down because people are observing the wind. They're looking at the clouds.
That's right.
But the key to this is consistency. And you've said that before.
In consistency lies the power. That's the truth.
And so we have to consistently give and consistently sow and consistently believe God, and we will see the harvest come. We will see that deliverance come.
Somebody might say, well, I just don't have anything to sow. I don't have any money. Well, you can sow things besides money. You can sow clothes, you can sew.
Let me ask you a question.
You can sew your help. Go help somebody.
I'm going to ask Gloria
a
question.
Ask me.
What was it that Brother Copeland sewed at that Oral Roberts meeting where he became a partner? He sewed
a pencil.
He sewed a pencil.
They'd given him a pencil. He had no money.
He wanted to be a partner.
So he sewed his pencil.
But you were not in any condition to sew anything logically at that time.
No, we were so in debt.
But he
so
took
in lack.
It was one of those short, stubby pencils that you write out your offering with that they passed out. He sewed that. And if you remember,
So the pencil wasn't important. But the act of faith.
It was the act of faith. It was
important.
His heart.
Yeah.
To sow and to give into that ministry. And I believe it was it $10 a month he committed to?
Yes, that was a lot.
$10 a month, and he came home and told you that. And you were like,
I said, we're out of time, so I'll tell you what I said. Where would we get $10?
But what happened? He sewed that pencil, he turned around, and somebody gave him $10. So that was the immediate harvest that came.
Yeah.
And
glory
so you sow your way, you sow your way out, you sow your way in. We've reached the end of this lesson and the series, The Best of 50 Days of Prosperity, Volume 1. It's been such a pleasure to share these truths with you. I want to thank Gloria Copeland for teaching me prosperity so that I can pass it along to you. And above all, we praise God for the revelation of His Word. Now listen, continue to use the downloads for your further study. As you meditate in God's Word, He'll open His path to your prosperity. And as 3 John 2 says, I desire above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. Father, I pray for each and every one right now, and I thank you that the prosperity that you have is just exploding in their lives, and you are supplying and meeting every need that they have, Lord, according to your riches and glory. Thank you, Father, for how good you are to us. In Jesus' name. Now, until next time, this is Pastor George reminding you that Jesus is Lord.